Oh, hello there. This is How to Die Alone.
Hey guys, How to Die Alone podcast from a fucking car. I'm one of your hosts, as always, Stephen Henry. With me in the passenger seat is Mr. Matt Williams.
Shotgun Matt Williams.
Yeah. It's also his future suicide weapon.
It's a sawed-off shotgun. I got my toe ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good to just boot that right in your chin like that.
Right.
We got David Wayne in the back seat.
Yeah, riding bitch as usual.
Yeah, buddy. He's got the tits for it.
I like how your seatbelt cuts across it.
Yeah, I should have really invested in the titty bear for David.
I really need it, dude. It's also like around on my neck, so if we get into a car accident, my head's gonna get sliced off.
It's gonna fly right through the windshield.
These brand new seatbelts are so taut, and they're not softened up yet.
No, they're going right into the back of my head.
No, I should have talked it or something.
Yeah.
Get a nice clean cut.
Gold bond on it.
Like it's going through prosciutto.
Yeah, my neck fat's like prosciutto. Fresh prosciutto.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it was prosciutto out the front window.
So we...
I have a feeling that this is going to be a little bit intermittent whenever we're driving, so because at some point you're probably going to have to concentrate on driving, right?
Not really. It's like a straight shot for like 80 miles.
Are we on I-4?
We are on I-4.
Okay. Yeah, we already passed a disabled vehicle.
Yeah, it was severely disabled.
Yeah.
Like, it had fluids coming out of the front.
It had a square wheel on it.
I don't know. That was Canadian. We just passed a hat. It was a woven hat, I believe.
A nice knit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a nice sun hat.
Why would it be a sun hat if it's a Canadian car?
No, like literally we passed, as we were talking about the Canadian car, we passed a hat that was in the emergency lane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I get to see the stuff that you're not seeing right now.
Yeah.
Since you're actually doing stuff.
Matt's my sight beyond sight. Fucking Matt Williams.
Your third and fourth eye.
Yeah. God, why must you just... I hate when people just ride your bumper when it's fucking congested. It's like, dude, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
Steven's turning into me now.
Yep. Piss me off.
Just like, hurry up so I can stop.
Yeah, they just want to rush to that. Stop, go, stop, go.
So are you doing the Waze app or are you doing... Oh, you're doing Google Maps?
I'm doing Google Maps.
Okay, it says we have a +2 minute, but it doesn't say why. It shows a guy with a shovel.
Yeah. Corpse management.
That could mean anything. It could mean roadkill.
It's a goddamn government burying bodies.
Yeah, they're burying that disabled vehicle.
Potholes. You know who else smokes pot? Not me. But I got in trouble for smoking flowers.
Flowers.
Shit's a high crime.
There's a Tesla. You think the guy's asleep in there?
Well, in his Tesla?
I saw a video of a guy in a Tesla on like the 40 whatever freeway in LA. And it's like, you know, bumper to bumper traffic. So he's just like, the car next to him's filming him and he is conked out, like sawing logs, dude. It's great.
Right.
I'm like, that's the whole point. Like, you know what I mean? Why? That's such a great reason to get a Tesla.
What, because it's so quiet?
No, because it drives itself, so you can just sleep in traffic.
What do you mean it drives itself?
That's what Teslas do.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That's what Teslas are going to do.
They already do that.
No,
they have models that do that.
That sounds like The Simpsons where he said it's on cruise control, and they end up going through cornfields.
Yeah.
No, you that haven't seen dead. Videos of this? There's videos of this.
Yeah, there's videos of the concept. It's not something they're doing yet.
Well, how come that guy was in traffic sleeping in his car in a Tesla?
Because he was tired.
Yeah,
but like, it was driving itself like
it's
it was...
a wispy car.
I don't think you guys know what I'm talking about.
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
You haven't seen the video where the guy gets his grandma in the car and it drives itself and she's freaking out?
No.
Because she's in the driver's seat and he's like, don't touch the wheel, don't touch the wheel. And then they're like on a one-way road and she's like freaking. He's like, don't touch the wheel. And it's just driving itself and steering and everything. I just use sonar, I'm guessing. I don't know. I'm not a fucking
Doppler.
Elon Musk.
Tesla.
Yeah.
You know what I look like?
It's like Kit from Knight Rider.
Yeah. Said with far less of an appreciation for glorious German music.
That's right.
I don't think anybody has a glorious appreciation for it.
I got the sweet Hasselhoff hair going, though.
Yeah, you do.
I thought his was more like froey. Yours is more like I said, yours is more Eddie.
Mine's
Eddie
more doughy. Right,
no, David's is like very 80s Hasselhoff. It's
is it?
It's not what we think of as Hasselhoff now.
Okay.
Yeah, because it thinned out.
Yeah.
You're Hasselhoff now, man.
Shut up.
I couldn't help myself.
Apparently, nobody can.
Well, you get that a lot.
What's going on at the Mid-Florida Credit Union?
Taylor Swift?
Yeah, some sort of concert, probably.
She already did that, right?
Oh. That would be fun. I'd like to see Taylor Swift.
Check your Snapchats, I guess.
It's probably a motivational speaker. That's probably a big draw.
Joel Allstate.
Yeah, 20,000 people to go see, I don't know, someone like Wayne Dyer. I guess that's a person.
Who's Wayne Dyer?
Some motivational speaker.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I'd go see Matt Foley.
I'd go see Mick Foley.
Mick Foley, too?
Yeah.
I'll give you a Mick Foley catheter.
Yeah, I saw that, like, no, John J. Murray posted that video of, like, people living in their vans.
Yeah.
And I was like, if I did that, I'd have to be in one down by the river, like, right. You know, because Matt Foley.
You didn't comment that, right?
What?
No, I didn't comment it. I was thinking
of just that. Just thought it real hard.
I said, you know what? I'll save this for the podcast because that's a dynamite drop in.
Well, it's a little bit different not being able to look you in the face, David.
Well, you can turn around if you want to. Steven can see me in the mirror.
Yeah, I can see him in the mirror. It's pretty glorious.
Just hold
there.
A mirror up, Matt.
Right.
Hold on.
Just break out your compact, Matt.
Yeah.
That's for my nose.
You can do your mascara.
Listen, these glorious eyebrows don't form themselves.
Oh, I can see you. Oh, go back up a little. There it is.
I can see your hand.
I can't see my eyes.
That's all you need to see.
Oh, now
I can see my. I can see my eyes.
Yeah, now we can.
It's okay. The listeners are gonna have these same vision problems.
You need to put mascara on, man, because I want that shit running when you're deep throating my dick.
No, I want some rouge.
I know that's your favorite.
Some nice rouge on Matt's cheeks.
Ladies pinch, whores use rouge.
Yeah.
That's one thing I learned from The Simpsons.
The shotgun one. Makeup.
Yeah. Homer, still you have a set the whore. Homer, I don't think women want to be shot in the face by guns.
They're doing Simpsons. I'm lost here on the Simpsons quotes. So.
Yeah, no, there was an episode where he wanted to be Thomas Edison.
Inventor, yeah.
Yeah. And so he invented the electric hammer, a chair that wouldn't fall down, a makeup gun, and I think they invented the chair that dude sits in Idiocracy, where it has a hole in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the Simpsons invented that, and they used that for Idiocracy. Boom. Simpsons did it.
Simpsons did it.
Not now, I'm baiting.
I had to explain the concept of spec scripts to someone I work with today. That was fun.
What's spec scripts?
Oh, boy.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
You've never heard of it?
It's where you write mock scripts for a show.
Yeah.
Let's say you watch a TV show like Simpsons.
Okay.
And, like, you've watched it so much that you obviously know, like, kind of how the characters are and what they would do in certain situations.
So you just write an episode.
Right, so you'd be able to write it in the tone that they normally...
Right.
Yeah, so it's pretty much, like, you do enough of those, and it makes, like, a portfolio, so if you ever go for writing gigs. The thing is, though, you would never submit that to Simpsons if you're writing it about Simpsons.
That was the thing.
Because they're going to be like, what the fuck? Like, you think you know the characters better than we do?
That was the thing I kept trying to explain to the guy I worked with. He was like, so you submit to the show. I'm like, the show will never take it. They already have a writing team.
Right. Yeah,
they're going to look at this and be like, this snotty son of a bitch, who does he think he is? In fucking Tampa, Florida.
They're like, you 15.
He's not even from Harvard.
You 15 guys that make this hour-long process take a whole goddamn week. You think we need another guy in the room? No.
No, we don't. We don't need to order another thing of Chinese.
We don't need another Writer's Guild card and all that shit.
Yeah, it just shows you that you know how to write. Like, they say the best, or not the best, but, like, I think standard for comedy is, like, every third line you have to have a laugh line.
Yeah, well, that's like, how you should be doing your stand-up.
Yeah, same thing.
What's a laugh line? I don't have any of those. It's just silence all the way through.
Yeah, but you're making some real good points.
Right. Poignant.
Yeah. You're so brave, Matt.
I know. I love listening to TED Talks, and then they'll throw in, like, some hacky metaphor, some cheap laugh. I'm like, God damn it. Like, I hate you.
The worst is when you're watching the TED Talk, and they give, like, that smirk, for the joke.
Where the eye just told a zinger.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, arching the eyebrow, squinting the other ones, like mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
I hope the stage collapses under you.
All they need to do next is do, like, that finger in the cheek, like, ooh. Wasn't that a good one?
Oh, that naughty boy.
Yeah, but that kills in the break room at the science department. But, like, chill out, chopsticks.
Chopsticks?
I ain't got the chopsticks for this.
Never heard of that? I say that all the time.
No, that's the first I've ever
heard. It's from the movie Last Dragon. The Last Dragon. Barry Gordy's The Last Dragon.
Who the hell is Barry Gordy?
He's a Motown guy. He does Motown records. Never heard of Barry Gordy?
I'm so confused.
Barry Gordy?
The Last Dragon, the movie?
You know that band LMFAO?
So it's a kung fu movie by a Motown guy?
Yeah.
I'm so
lost. That is such a deep cut.
Oh, it's great, dude. You've insane. Never seen it?
No.
You never seen Show Enough, the Shogun of Harlem?
No. Oh, man. How am I supposed to have
just directed your pizza to Daddy Green's Pizza? You don't?
No, oh, this yeah. is I forgot about that one. No.
Do you know
now you're just making up titles.
No, I'm dead serious.
You ever seen Fu Manchu the Man Goo Goo?
No, that's definitely not a real movie.
The Kaja Goo Goo, that's a real one.
Kaja Goo Goo?
Yeah.
No, Barry Gordy's son, you know LMFAO?
No.
That yes. group? You know who they are.
Yeah.
The guy with the stupid afro?
Yeah, the guy
who's half black, half white.
Drunk in the camera?
Yeah.
The guy with Brian Bargany.
Yes, yeah. That's Barry Gordy's son. He's an old Motown guy, and he made a movie, and the soundtrack for it's amazing. It's got, like, Willie Green, Willie Hutches on it.
Uh-huh.
All the Willies. It's great.
Right.
How do you sleep with
Vanity
like
is
that?
In it. You know Vanity?
No.
What is
you,
that?
You know the song Nasty Girls?
Wrestling? Oh.
No, Beverly Hills Cop. When
coming
they go
to the
strip
ring,
club.
Vanity.
That sounds more like coming to the stage.
Yeah. Well, that, I mean, she was a...
Double I.
She was a one-hit wonder. And Beverly Hills Cop 2, when they go to that fancy strip club, there's a song playing called Nasty
What's
Girl.
Beverly Hills Cop?
No. Man, I will climb through. Don't make me take
Never
the seatbelt off.
Of it.
Anyway, if you're out there listening, watch Barry Gordy's The Last Dragon. You're going to love this. The main character's name is Bruce Leroy.
I don't get it.
Matt, Stop, I swear Matt. To God.
Learn to yes and.
But
no, that's his go-to, is the constant, what?
I'm confused.
He'll just stare at you like he doesn't know what you're talking about.
What did you say? I said, watch where you're going, bitch. What did you say?
Yeah, Matt's character is just Donnie from The Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
Wanders into the middle of a movie like a child, asking questions.
Pretty much.
You're out of your element, Matt Williams.
Phone's ringing, dude.
Maddie, please. You peed on the truck.
I know, Donnie.
I'm the walrus.
I'm the walrus. I am the walrus.
We're just going to quote Big Lebowski the whole way.
That'd be great.
Let me drop a roach between my pants and freak out, and you can crash the car.
Nice marmot.
I love that there's a festival for that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. People dress up like the dude.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently the shoes that he wore were actually his shoes that the director got out of his closet. Like the little jelly shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, when he's got the robe on and shit?
Yeah.
You know, he's wearing for the whole movie, basically?
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't wear those shoes the whole movie. Oh, those little slides?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's like little loafers almost.
He doesn't bowl in them now.
Sandals.
He just changes his shoes.
No, he bowls in them.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Bowling jellies.
Yeah, when he's putting the scene where he's putting on the bowling shoes at the beginning of it.
Yeah, he's wearing.
He's like,
shoes.
"What's your point?" And he's like, "What? What? Dan Gilman's like, "What? What?" And he's like freaking out.
Whoa!
What's your
Woo
point,
is,
Walter?
Pete on the road. Yeah.
Point.
What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, he's putting on his bowling shoes during that whole scene. But yeah, you're right. He is wearing. He's wearing those like. He's wearing those Napoleon Dynamite pants where you don't want to catch a roundhouse in these bad boys.
You think I'm a loser because I go home every night to Starla?
He's wearing those, like, stretchy pants.
Yeah.
Now, that's a good outfit.
Yeah.
A guy I used to shoot darts with looked just like him.
I think a girl like Starla from Napoleon Dynamite just chokes the cum out of your dick.
Just milks it.
Just like wrangles it.
I'm pretty sure she just aggressively stares at it and your dick comes out of fear.
No, it's just one stroke. Like just pulls it out.
Well, if Chuck Norris is gay, that's how I get you to come. Just like will it out of you.
No, just like toothpaste. She just grabs it from the base
and empties the whole tube.
Right, then she gets a credit card to get out the rest of it.
I have to marry her after this. Never come so hard.
Or so completely. At the end of it, it
went... Like if there was a balls meter, it just pre'd E.
Right.
The ball light
it's
comes
like
on.
Liters to zero.
The ball light.
And the ball light is drained.
Thank you, Starla. Just gonna lay on your oddly muscular titty.
Things are like two boulders.
Just, like, starts flexing them and like massages the back of your head.
Oh yeah, like an erotic shiatsu.
Yeah, exactly.
I love Mattis Yahoo.
You can get it at Bed Bath & Beyond. Muscular woman packs.
What?
Yeah.
Women packs? You can buy women packs.
Yeah, they massage the back of your head, like Starla.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure.
Right.
And at Bed Bath & Beyond?
Yeah.
That sounds more like a Brookstone item.
Maybe Sky Mall.
Now
that lady
talking.
Will come over. She ordered her out of Sky Mall.
Now you're talking. Sky Mall's where it's at.
Yeah. Didn't it fold?
I think so. I don't know. It did usually, and you tuck it behind the seat of the person in front of you.
I get it.
No. I used to love reading it. I used to love looking through it and just being like, I could never afford anything in here.
Let that zigger ruminate. Everyone have to sit on that.
I know. But we're in such a confined face, okay? I don't want to let it marinate. I don't want to let it marinate in this tight room. We're in a car right now. I feel like if I fart, we're going to explode.
I wish I had that Winnebago. It would make this way more comfortable.
On a bango.
Yeah, but see, we'd have to hire a driver. We'd get like so many drivers. Just keep feeding them beers.
Guys!
He'll be fine. Just keep feeding them beers. Let him go.
Frank is freaking crazy.
He's the best drunk driver I know.
Another tow? Are you freaking kidding me?
I'm just going to drive through this one. They'll toll by plate us.
That's the bar!
Going to make me spill my martini.
Oh, Jesus. I wonder if he ever has drank a martini.
Oh, I'm sure he has. 100% sure. Probably came in a glass with, like, a fucking flamingo on the bottom. Holding up the fucking martini.
Right. Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That'd be a hit at the dinner party.
Pinky up.
They'd be like, John, you are a nut.
Macadamia.
Right. They'll just pull people over, and it's like, I'd like to be your father-in-law. You came up with a flamingo martini glass?
Holy...
Would you like to fuck my daughter?
I don't even know. Lady Buxtable?
What is this from?
I imagine it's
acting, David. Acting.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, we're writing a script.
Spec script.
The whole thing is a spec script.
Spec script for someone's life.
Script, yeah.
No, we're just going to make a movie where it's just three dudes in a car.
Or my son.
I say, Abigail, would you like this young strapping gentleman to bawl you out?
He's neat, Daddy.
Look at this flamingo. Where do you suppose... Do you think he could do this with an ostrich?
He's got a monocle on top hat.
An ostrich? That's freaking ridiculous.
Flamingo. This idea is laying a goose egg.
Flamingo's the only way it works.
You can have one foot up and the other one making that little triangle behind it. The collector's edition.
His daughter's like, I can make a triangle with my leg. Just pop this behind my ear.
There you go.
I was in the Russian ballet.
Very flexible.
I didn't see you for 6 years.
Yet. He's going to train her on bar.
Uneven bar.
Yeah, those Russians are flexible.
Thank you, David.
I can't contribute anything. I don't know what I'm doing. It's weird talking to the back of your heads while you guys talk to the windshield. Like, I don't know.
Such a weird mechanic. The second episode's going to be even weirder, though.
Yeah, hopefully we'll all be drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, after two beers and a bomb.
I'm just going to stare at the back of Matt's head.
You always do.
For 10 minutes.
It'll be great because we're going to Orlando and we'll just hear people whispering in the crowd. They'll be like, do they even know they're white? Do they know they're white and male? Boo!
Did they acknowledge their privilege? That's gonna be the new thing in comedy. I'm gonna go up and acknowledge my privilege before
I
start the set.
I saw that video today. Did you see that video of that guy getting arrested at the airport?
You need to have like one of those pork pie hats you can like pleat in your hand. I'm like, oh, I'm so,
you didn't
I'm
see
so
it?
Sorry.
I forgot who posted this. Somebody posted this. This white dude getting arrested at the airport, okay? And while he has him on the ground, it's three cops, and they have him on the ground, he's like, they're treating me like a black person! I swear to God. It is hilarious. I'm like, that guy is definitely fired from whatever job he's flying back to. Right, like, there's no way.
Or they're ruining his credit score, not humping a stool. Or making him hump a stool. Is that what
they're
was
taking
happening?
His dad away.
Right. I was just like, I can't believe you just said that, dude. You gotta be more discreet about that shit. You can't just yell it out.
As they're holding him down, they're deleting his father's number from his phone.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Adding 4 inches to his dong.
You do the same. And they start injecting collagen in his lips. All right, too far.
Well, like rubbing shoe polish on him?
Oh, come on. Say mammy.
Say say hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Yeah, exactly. Is that what was going on?
Open your mouth, sir. We got to put this grill in.
I guess they figured...
Stop resisting.
That was the only way they could shoot them and get away with it. So they had to, like, make them black.
Now run away.
Yeah. They're holding that gun to the back of his head to, like, start scatting, motherfucker.
You better soft shoe.
That's good.
Better start soft shoeing.
He's just, like, crying.
Yeah. Then the shoe polish comes off.
It's bananas. He's like screaming. He's like, why are they? He's like, why are you doing this to me? They're treating me like a black person. Dude, you have to see it. It's bonkers. I'm like, you're in an airport. What's wrong with you? Like, what are you doing?
Was he
everyone
in an airport
there has
Starbucks?
A cell phone. Nobody yeah, exactly. that can fly. Everyone that flies affords a cell phone. So there's like a million cell phones on you, yeah. And you're just gonna scream that out. Just,
right, it's kind of like the guy yelling, don't tase me, bro, and then they tased him.
Oh, yeah. That was like a lecture, though, or some shit, wasn't it?
He was protesting someone talking.
Yeah.
And you know you don't get to do that at a state-funded school.
Right.
Yeah, if it was private, funny. Different story.
Right. They'd never find you after that.
They'd give him the helicopter treatment.
Well, it's time to give this guy a blanket party.
Pinochet away. Just out of the chopper.
Yeah, perfect.
This becomes an urban legend. What happened to Steve? Oh, he's gone. Steve never existed.
Steve who?
Yeah.
We heard tell they treated him like a Latin American.
So they sent him to El Salvador.
They ran out of a chopper into the bay. But that's why your shoes cost $2 less.
Right.
Ah, that's worth it.
Totally.
That's definitely worth it.
That's good.
Yeah, I can't believe you guys didn't see that.
That wasn't
the internet's crazy, man. There's so many weird videos out there, just people doing dumb shit.
Well, I just like, in the past, before everyone had a smartphone, like, you only ruined your day doing that. Like, now you ruin your life.
Yeah, right. Pretty much.
Like that dude who yelled at people in the fucking...
I think that's your new, like, 15 minutes of fame is a being, like, either doing something kind of silly or, like, being super racist on a candid, like...
Video, yeah. I just hope it goes viral. Because there's shit out there that doesn't even go viral.
True.
It just depends on if it's a slow news day and they're like, well, we'll pick this story up.
Right.
I like to imagine there's someone in those news offices who's like... Hey, you guys know there's a war on? Why are you still here? And they just, like, want to fire that guy? It's like, what do you mean a war? A war of words? Is it like a Twitter war?
Right. Worlds? Aliens.
Universal War.
Tom Cruise.
That's why we're building a space force.
That's true.
Just kicks in the door of the Washington Post. He's like, hey guys, I don't know if you know this, we got 5% of the world's population, 25% of its prisoners. But you see what Trump tweeted?
This is more important.
Right,
he forgot to use a comma.
The football man was kneeling.
What?
No, speaking of Space Force, did you see that that speech that Mike Pence gave?
Oh.
And then somebody added the Halo theme over it.
Fucking
good.
It was magnificent. It was like out of a movie.
Yeah.
I was starting to get amped for it.
Actually. Oh, yeah. I was like, dude, this makes me want to, like, I hope there are aliens attacking us, because I want to see this shit.
Right. Like, right when the drums kicked in, it was perfect.
But when they start coming down, they're like, act.
Jack Nicholson's president for some reason.
Gotta hope it's like that.
The Mars Attacks aliens.
Right, where this dude from Vegas just starts beating the shit out of
We'll get Jim Brown.
Yeah.
The ex-football player.
Whenever he punches the helmet, he goes, thong.
God, such a good movie.
So, yeah, it was really underrated.
There's so many stars in that movie, too. It's ridiculous.
Fun thing about Space Force is everyone's like, well, it's going to cause this, and it would cause this to feed people, and they're like, yeah, we're still doing the space thing.
Yeah. I was like, I have an idea. We already have NASA. Why don't we give the money to them?
Well, we got rid of it, didn't we?
No.
No, we still have NASA, we just don't fund it much.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I mean. I thought we stopped funding it.
Privately funded?
Yeah. Well, it's not privately funded, it's just not really funded.
I think they just gave all the money to Elon Musk. I'm like, here, you do it. Space Force.
Well, I think he earned all the money that did it himself.
Well, yeah, SpaceX, but I mean, they're gonna give him Space Force.
Yeah, he was doing the Superman 3 scheme on PayPal.
SpaceX Force.
Yes. It's also the name of the porno that they're
gonna run out. SpaceX Force sounds kind of like a, I don't know, like space colon X Force.
It's just a whole bunch of your ex girlfriends in space.
Right.
They're forced teaming up against you to kill you.
Right.
It's like they land, they get out of the spaceship, and they're like, hello?
It's like,
did you know I faked every orgasm? And just like laser charges up. You can't do this to me.
Well, see, I always think of the Leslie, the naked gun. You're
fucking your best friend in space.
What? Then he just glides off.
Getting space cucked.
You bitch!
Yeah, I want to be the first person to get cucked in space.
Who's an alien? An alien's fucking your ex-girlfriend now. And you're like in the other ship.
Right. I'm in the other safety pod or whatever, drifting right next to
him. Yeah, you just have to see him as you guys orbit the Earth.
Right.
He is just railing out here. Just deep dick in that gash.
Just Matt in the smoking jacket with a cup of brandy just watching.
And then he comes and it's like a slime all over the windows. It just explodes.
Looks like someone's blasted snot on the sneeze guard.
Yeah.
Looks like a lava lamp.
Just floating around.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. That's you know they've probably already done that, right? They're just like, hey, watch this.
Oh, came in space? Oh, yeah, 100%.
For sure.
Came in space!
The cosmonauts did it first.
Right.
Those fucking crazy Russians.
Yeah, they're like, all right, let's see if we can get it to go across the space station without hitting a wall.
Yeah, they're trying to shoot it into empty vodka bottles. Check this out. Yeah.
The Russian guy comes in, he's like, I told you, no more cereal on the deck. You're getting fucking milk everywhere. Oh god, this isn't milk!
He's getting in the instruments.
It's that old snow globe joke, it's just floating around.
The goddamn buttons are sticky. I always wake up to this shit every fucking day.
My advisor, I have to clean it with credit card to get all the jism off. Scraping it like bird shit.
Can't eat Cinnabon now. I can't eat Cinnabon. Don't know if icing or not.
You ruined Toaster Strudel for all of my life.
We have 9 months up here still. 9 months.
My blood density is net.
I'm going to walk out of the airlock and take my chances.
I swear to God, I'll take off my helmet.
Take off my helmet and smoke my cigarettes. As I drift to oblivion.
You think eventually it'll just evaporate?
I will be George Clooney.
Just like start spawning cigarettes. Just his head just explodes on like the second track. God damn it, Vladimir!
All his last Das Vidania. Con bitches. And then, of course, the French guy's like, Bon nuit! Oui.
Bon nuit.
The French guy's shooting loads, too.
Yep, call back. International Space Station.
With blasted ropes.
Yeah. International Space Station, they see if you can blast it.
I'm how you say Spider-Man. The Spider-Om.
Perfect. And today's breakfast, eggs Benedict.
With cream bread.
With cream bread. Goddamn fresh. Come again, Jack.
It's hollandaise.
How do you think I keep the mustache so sharp?
So sharp.
So sharp. It's cheese.
So. Jesus. So sharp, but so sticky.
Yeah. You can like cut to a peach with that thing. It bites into a peach and like it just slices. Like
the barbs are in their shell.
All day it smells to me like rotten fish. Like spoiled poisson under my nose.
David, poisson means fish.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't know that.
But it is freeze-dried.
Freeze-dried poisson.
Now it'll be like in a tube. It'll be like toothpaste. That's how the meals are and shit.
True.
It is how you say flavor saver.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
That's enough cum jokes.
Yeah.
Or they do like.
Yeah, this is a classic podcast. They do. Like we just did. They're treating me like a black person. Straight into cum jokes.
Oh, yeah. No, then. The cosmonaut plays a Russian roulette, and what he does is he switches all the names on the tube, so you don't know if you're getting hemorrhoid cream or lobster bisque. And you're like, oh, Russian roulette.
That sounds like that sounds like something that would happen on the plot of Rocket Man.
It's just just working it into.
Wait, did that happen on Rocket Man?
No, but it sounds like something he'd do because I remember he painted something. Like with all the food, like the Sistine Chapel or something like
that.
But all
they had left was like potatoes or cream of wheat or some shit.
Well, there's no potato famine then.
Right.
So that's very sensitive of them.
What?
Wait, what? What's that from?
To the Irish plight.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know. Yeah, but how did that happen in space?
What do you mean?
I was talking about Rocket Man.
I'm just following what David said. He said they had potatoes still, so at least it wasn't a potato famine.
How
am I the one driving and I'm the one least lost in these conversations?
Because I'm getting distracted by the cows to our right. All right, there's cows over here.
Cow.
Yeah, cow. It's like Owen Wilson and Armageddon.
Traffic has been pretty nice today.
Not at first.
No, I mean, it's pretty smooth cruise.
Oppendale. Just over at Oppendale. Exit 41, if the audio cuts out.
That's where that weird building is? It looks like a football or something, is it?
Yeah.
It's like a joint thing between like UCF and USF or some shit.
What?
It's Polytechnic. It's like a Polytechnic University.
What's that mean?
I don't fucking know.
Oh.
I went to a real school.
Many techs.
It's techs about birds.
Oh.
It's text about,
Polly's.
About banging a bunch of people.
Polly won a cracker.
So, Polly. Who studies birds?
Ornithologists.
Yeah.
More like hornithologists.
Yeah, you can find some spotted dick in there.
That's a fish.
Poisson.
Polytechnic University. Isn't it a weird looking?
It's just like two buildings.
It's weird looking.
Like three of them.
It looks like a football. Google it, you'll see.
I don't think
it.
David's ever seen what a football looks like.
I haven't. I've watched the game.
They don't have a fit.
Yeah. He thinks they're playing football with Nerf balls.
It's laces out.
It's the one that whistles.
Yeah. If your ball doesn't whistle, it's not regulation.
Yeah. Or shoot it from a slingshot.
I remember those. We used to play those. And, like, there was one that, like, lit up so you could play at night with it and shit.
Oh, yeah. Bounce that off your car. Off your car windshield. No, you throw too hard, David!
Set off the alarm.
Yeah.
We used to play football on the streets with those, and then at night you'd hear a whistle. Like, we didn't have the one that lit up yet. So you just hear a whistle, and you're trying to catch it, following the sound.
I bet David played tackle football on the streets.
Oh, yeah. Sideline pop, baby.
Sideline pop?
Yeah, so if you were near, like, someone's driveway, or not driveway, but, like, their yard, you could tackle them into the grass.
Dave was like...
We'll call it a sideline pop.
He was like, loser gets CTE.
That's the best case scenario.
Loser gets a wicked scar.
Just
rub some dirt on it. Quit being a pussy. Yeah.
Bashes that. He's like, oh, I'm gonna grow up to kill my family now. Son of a bitch.
They commit suicide in jail. That's what you do, right?
Yeah.
Basically.
Just Hernandez, everybody. Or Junior Seau.
Who's that?
He's a linebacker that had it and killed himself.
Oh. Cool.
You know what I love is in TV shows when they're talking about these illnesses like CTE and shit, and the doctor always has the same lines like, "I'm sorry, there's no cure for what she." And it's always like this weird, like they cut all the music and like they zoom in on the doctor's mouth almost as he's saying it, just like you really have to drink this in.
Right.
There's no cure for this illness.
Right.
He's gonna suffer and he's gonna die.
Yeah. Perfect.
It builds drama. Right.
Drama for your mom.
That's how it was in the spec script.
But it's the way they deliver it.
Zoom in on mouth.
It's the way they deliver it.
And then he
time.
Opens his mouth and there's a rat in it. And the rat's the one that gets the bad news. Bad news, rat mouth.
He's like,
callback.
I'm sorry. You've got sickle cell anemia. Oh, God, why are you treating me like a black person?
You're gonna die of a heart attack at 38. Why are you treating me like a black person?
I'm sorry, there's no cure.
We've been experimenting on you without your knowledge. God damn it!
That's so horrible.
He Tuskegee'd me again.
Tuskegee'd me again. Shake your fist at him.
Oh, you guys.
Just got like one of those Deadpool chambers, but they're just pumping it full of melanin. What are you doing to me?
Yeah. I'm giving you the soul man treatment. You're not going to be able to go anywhere.
Show your scholarships.
All of a sudden he gets an afro and sideburns. Toxic man. I don't know why I said that. I just wanted to say toxic man.
I get it. I was telling y'all earlier, like, I can't help but just do Toxic Man. It's like, I don't really agree with homosexuality. Toxic Man!
You make it more eventful. You make it cheery. I try to make it like I don't know.
I just want to be like a theme song.
Oh, I'm sure we can get
Power
Glove to cover
it.
Yeah, we'll get Power Glove to do it, Steven. Let's email him.
For sure.
Like...
Is that the guys that do the Nintendo song?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I feel like it should be like a Nintendo game. Like Mega Man, but like a cheaper version of it.
Do you imagine when they're pitching that? When they're pitching, like, we're going to do a video game cover band? They're like, hey guys, you guys tired of pussy too?
They're like, am I?
You just want to throw that shit off forever?
I know. All these cover gigs we're doing in bars, I just can't beat off. I'm sick of beating off these 45-year-old divorcees with, like, stretch marks and crusty slits. So,
like, even the drummer's like, my balls are sore.
Starla really worked it over.
Yeah, she did one grip on it the other day.
Beating against cougar puss all night. Doing Steel Panther covers.
Running into.
We're going to just start playing Mega Man songs.
I know. You fucked the girl that used to fuck Motley Crue when they were, you know, when she was in her 20s and they were in their 20s.
Instead, it's just a bunch of guys like, I really like your music. You guys are pretty cool.
I like that.
No, you guys, you didn't meet that girl at Pegasus. This chick at Pegasus had like a poison tattoo on her lower back.
Uh-huh.
Tramp Stramp that said poison, like, you know, the 80s band.
Oh,
and she's like, she's like, I fucked.
It wasn't the biohazard
God,
symbol.
No.
Right.
For hepatitis.
It didn't have an open bottle and a dead rat next to it.
XXX on it or whatever. XX.
XXX for alcohol?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever. That's close enough. I'll go with you on that one.
Oh, it's an upside down skull or some shit. Whatever just, the poison thing is.
Just a black rose and skull and crossbones.
No, what was it? CC DeVille, the guitar player. She's like, I fuck CC DeVille. She had these big old titties, and we're like, what the fuck is happening
big
right
old
now?
Bitties.
She was at Pegasus just...
Like, I call my pussy the Hotel California.
Oh, yeah, dude. Every Eagle's been in there.
Never leave.
Yeah. Nobody's seen a party like that since 1969.
Glenn Fry, let me say, when he finishes, it's more like Glenn Cry. He turned into a little bitch. He couldn't handle this puss.
I get it.
Cries tears down those jaundiced cheeks because I gave him hepatitis.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, it was... She was wearing, like, a leather, like... She was wearing like a leather halter top.
Her skin.
Yeah, no, that's what it felt like too. But a leather halter top.
What, you touched it?
No, you know, or she gave me a hug or something. I don't remember. She's like, you guys are so funny. I was just like, yeah, thank you. Don't touch me.
She was that's just how you become
them. Oh, she was like showing her tits, like Kupo and I think Townsend were like, whip them out, and they're like these huge fucking sloppers.
What was it? The fried eggs on nails or whatever.
Fried eggs on nails.
Yeah.
I like it.
Are you sure this wasn't just Rachel?
No. That's Whitaker.
No, this is before Rachel. This is like when we first got in.
It's before she transitioned.
Yeah.
We were like 6 months in, maybe. It was weird.
Nice.
Well, it's the old Pegasus, so like you get heroin.
I've heard stories.
You get hepatitis just walking in there.
Right. Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, I was thinking to think from all the bar shows that we do, we probably have mesothelioma.
Probably.
Because I know almost
asbestos.
Yeah. Well, the...
Do you hear they're putting that back in buildings?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Asbestos?
Yeah.
So isn't it like a fire retardant?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's also a people retardant.
Right. Good, we need more of that.
You know what
Why are you treating me like a black person?
Why are you treating me like a black person?
You got Brown syndrome.
God, that's so horrible.
Apparently, when we get in the car, we get super racist.
Yeah, well, it's because there's no one around, so I feel safe here.
It's the safe space.
Right. I feel kind of naughty. Mm. Say all the naughty things, but I can see other people. Like hundreds of people are passing us.
But they don't know what we're saying.
Exactly.
That's why it's weird, because we're all, like, in our own individual cocoons.
It's okay, that truck is black.
Yeah, so... And I like that truck, so he's one of the good ones. Right?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
However you want to... Like, I'm just
well,
gonna...
Well, he's Japanese, but he was raised right in America, so he talks white.
I'm just gonna lay out the robe, and you just do what you want with it, Matt.
That's what they always say, they talk white. Like, what the fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
Yeah, it means people have never been to a trailer park.
Yeah, because those white people do not talk it good at all.
Yeah, those people are very fluent in English in trailer parks.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I think trailer park is its own language.
Yeah.
It's like a derivative of English.
They speak Earnhardtian.
Yeah, Earnhardtian. It's like, what is it, a different dialect?
Right. It's a lot different than Edhardtian.
I was in this restaurant in Oklahoma, and there's an entire corner of the restaurant dedicated to Jimmy Johnson.
Hell yeah.
It's just, like, pictures and autographs and, like, plaques, and it's, like, 7-time Sprint Cup champion. I'm like, this is way too intense, man.
It was a restaurant?
Yeah.
I bet they definitely serve, like, fried catfish.
The funny is, yeah, they definitely serve catfish.
Oh, yeah, fried catfish,
two
hush
puppies.
Two
people I was with got catfish. One person got catfish tacos, the other person got catfish butthole.
Matt Carter.
Yeah, Matt Carter. They got just fried catfish and sides.
Oh, for sure. Coleslaw, some hush puppies.
Yeah, because if you want catfish, go to Oklahoma.
You got to get some of this fresh Johnny cake.
It's real close to water. That's the big thing about Oklahoma. You just go in any direction. It's just big, open bodies of water.
Falling into water wherever you go.
Yeah. Mainly just your tears because you're in fucking Oklahoma.
Is he from there? He might be from there. Maybe that's why.
I don't know. It was just funny because the name of the restaurant was I Don't Care. And it's like, what you do about something, obviously.
Like, well, Jimmy Johnson.
Only the east side of the restaurant cares.
And the funniest thing is, like, they're blasting this, like, obnoxious country music. They've got NASCAR shit
There's
on the
no
wall.
There's no such thing as unobnoxious country music.
And the guy who was serving us was the most flamboyantly, cartoonishly gay man I've ever seen. And I'm like,
that's the guy that blows all the rednecks, the ones that won't admit they're gay, right. But they still love to get their dick sucked by, flamboyant Fred.
Flamboyant Fred.
Our catfish is on special. Just turns into John Silman, pretty much.
Give you a tip if you take another tip.
Yeah.
I don't know where this is going.
That's crazy. Like, no, but I don't know. Yeah. When you get, like, in middle America, that's how it is a lot of times.
What?
It's like, instead of, like, having a sports bar, like, it's, oh, this is a, Pittsburgh Steelers bar. It's like, this is a New York Giants bar. It's like, no, this is a Jimmy Johnson's restaurant. Like, what?
Like an individual?
No, like the NASCAR guy.
Yeah.
But instead of being, like, a football team, and when you get to Oklahoma, there's no football teams there.
Okay.
So they're just, like, all NASCAR fans.
Just to spare.
Just despair.
Just despair, yeah.
Oh, just
despair. Constant despair.
I thought you spent, like,
two spare. Did you find any open mics, Steven?
No.
Besides that,
there is no
server?
Humor there.
There was one in Tulsa, but that was 53 miles from where I was.
Besides the waiter, did you find any open mics?
His name was Mitchell.
He was way open. He was gaping, I would say.
Good God.
He sneezed and cum came out of his nose.
Yeah, exactly.
Threw a quarter
DWing all over the floor.
Threw a quarter down his rectum and wait for the ping.
Still hasn't pinged. That was like 4 weeks ago. Some say the quarter's still falling.
That bottomless pit from Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
cool.
How long have we been falling for?
Yeah, that's a long fall if you have time to take a breath. Keep screaming.
I'm tired. Sorry. I'm already tired. I've been up since 6:30, so Davey's coasting on fumes right now.
It's going to be sleepy Davey at the showcase.
You better, get amped.
Showtime.
Well, I'll get beer and I'll get waking up.
Yeah, that'll help. That's what beer does.
Get caffeinated beer.
Put some pep in your stuff.
Alright. Have you ever had sour beer?
Fuck yeah, I have.
Do you like it?
I love it.
God. No.
What the fuck is sour beer?
It's beer that's sour.
It's like drinking stomach acid mixed with Warheads.
Yeah, usually they make it with, like, kiwi or, like, mango or shit like that.
Something to sweeten it up a little?
Yeah.
So is it, like, tart beer?
Yeah, it's tart. Super tart. Okay. The only problem is it's, like, super low alcohol content. So you gotta drink like a shit ton of it to get fucked up.
Ugh.
But
yeah,
I don't
no,
really...
it's like drinking stomach acid.
Is that how bad it tastes, Matt?
Yeah.
Oh God.
It's awful.
Steven likes it.
Yeah, if they have a sour beer at the show, I'll get you one.
Mm. Mm. Look at this Volkswagen truck. That shit's dope. It's a Volkswagen bus, folks, with the back half of the bus cut off, so it looks like a little mini truck.
Being hauled by a U-Haul, because they don't want to put miles on the baby.
Yeah. They're moving.
You all in the B-Dub.
They're going to live in that thing. The back pops up like a pop tent.
Yeah.
You got to crank it.
Pretty sweet fuck wagon.
What? Fuck wagon?
Yeah, pretty sweet fuck wagon.
I call it a shaggin' wagon.
Whatever you want to call it, David.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm sorry.
PC bullshit.
Hey, what is going on with my mirror, Matt?
I did nothing.
It means there's cars in your blind spot. Can
you
lights up
on.
Oh God, wait.
Pull it towards you.
Mark, keep pulling it.
Left click, there we go. That's what I'm at.
There goes the audio.
I don't give a shit. I need to see out the goddamn
window.
Yeah,
I'd rather be safe than dead. Right. Someone's like, oh, these guys went through all this trouble to record these episodes. Let's upload it. They get halfway into fucking...
They're like, I hope you like getting 19 downloads a week instead of 20.
Oh, no.
You gotta feel this.
Right. And we hit 3,000 downloads. Did we talk about that yet?
No, we didn't.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, thank you anybody that has subscribed. Or
please tell other people. Like, if you like our podcast.
No, anytime I tell anybody, I'm like, just subscribe to it, download it, then delete it. It's cool. Like, pump up our numbers.
Yeah, you don't even have to listen.
Get the cult going.
Right. I was like, I know you've shared something on Facebook and you've never watched it, but you're just like, I appreciate what they did.
This isn't about, like, just bleeding okra in a glass of water and that curing your cancer because you shove it in your ass or whatever. Like, this. Right.
Which you can totally do.
This means something.
Right.
Probably.
Right. I saw you can make vanilla bean extract with
cum.
Vodka and. Yeah.
You're just gonna want to get motor oil and some Drano.
Right.
And then you can make some sweet vanilla bean extract.
Yeah. You get some ammonia and bleach.
The real sad part is I can't play the medical map music while I'm driving.
Yeah, what a tragedy.
Can't drop a docket.
Yeah, that's the big loss from this episode.
Right. Yeah, all the nifty stuff that we do with no kazoos and woo!
Call-ins.
Right.
I don't think we've done the call-ins and the bat's actually been in the room, though.
How did they do, anyway? I haven't listened to it.
They sound pretty good.
Yeah.
Steve Miller and Clark were fucking hilarious, dude.
Yeah, Steve Miller and Clark was one of my favorite parts of our show ever.
Oh.
They were so good.
Yeah. One of my favorite parts.
We're going to give them ideas. They're going to do their own podcast and get 3,000 downloads in a day.
Happy birthday to Stephen Miller today.
Steve Miller.
With a glorious.
He doesn't go by Steve.
Excuse me, Steve.
Steve Moonshine Miller.
The second best hair in Tampa Bay comedy.
Yeah.
Behind
mustache.
Myself, of course.
Best mustache.
Definitely.
Oh, for sure. Best septum ring.
Best septum ring.
Sextum.
Yeah. Steve Miller's a cool dude.
So yeah, give us more downloads, people.
Yeah. I mean, it's fucking free. Like.
Yeah, you can't click share.
You could do far worse than listening to our podcast.
Right, you could listen to Something Planet.
You just listen to your
just
own
kidding.
Thoughts.
Podcast wars.
Right.
Just imagine, just listening to your own thoughts, the trepidation.
Right. Going up
the regret.
Guilt of your stream of consciousness.
As you fall asleep.
Yeah.
John Jacobs, you have to say his name, otherwise it won't listen.
We're really good at putting people to sleep.
Yeah, wouldn't you want to listen to this while you're just staring
into
at your wife?
Into the middle distance.
Just wondering, where did I go wrong? I had friends.
It all started with How to Die Alone.
Now I have her and she loves me and it's awful.
Me and John came up with HTDA.
Can't just sit in my living room, clean my gun, and just contemplate oblivion all that.
Yeah.
Ever since goddamn whore wife came into my life and made me happy.
Ever since I started listening to that podcast. So yeah, so there was a new acronym for HTDA, and it's like, How to Dick Ass.
Did Randy come up with that?
Jacobs.
How to dick ass.
Yeah.
So he puts this on while he's fucking?
I know. Guys, we're an aphrodisiac.
Well, I knew that.
They're like, we have to do something to drown out this noise.
I couldn't imagine people
just do this.
Having like a fuck session.
You just hear.
I can, I'd like to. Yeah. Smackies.
Just balls.
Do you do this with girls you smash
Montaigne.
With?
Every time.
Like I have interesting taste.
I can only come if I listen to the soothing sounds.
Of myself.
Of David Wayne, Matt Williams, and Stephen Henry.
Right.
Something about their voices. They're all different, yet they're all the same. And when it's
soothing.
Beautifully blended and uploaded.
It's like, how do you describe it? Soothing, erotic, racist.
It hits all of them. You know what I mean? All the keynotes.
Yeah. Just, they slide off their chair halfway through the intro. Sopping wet puss.
What was it making? Snail trails?
Snail trails. That would be crazy to find out we have some sick sadistic fan and she can only come by listening to our podcast.
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
I would love to just have fans that that's what they bond on. That's how they became a couple. That would be a sweet thing.
Oh, yeah. We'll have them call in once.
That's what I'm talking about.
And then we'll just trash him the whole time.
Yeah.
It's like, what did we bond on?
That classic HTDA.
Completely irrelevant Tampa Bay comments.
My recorder quit at 49 minutes. You guys are at 55?
Yeah.
All right, good. So...
just gonna go ahead and start again.
I'm still going.
Yes.
Yeah, going strong.
Done.
This is a problem with Maddie having Apple.
Oh, well, you have an Apple phone?
That was gonna come up.
God, you fucking fruit. Makes sense.
I get it. Citrusy.
No, it's because Steve Jobs is dead now, dude. So nothing at Apple's gonna work properly.
Yeah, turtlenecks have seen a horrible drop off.
Yeah, but what I mean is, like, because he's gone now, they're making shit products.
It's a phone where, like, whenever
you
call...
Well, the new iPhone doesn't even have a jack in it. You gotta buy an adapter to put the fucking headphones into it.
Yeah, that's what I've got right now. That's why... Mine's a 8.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah. So it's terrible. Like,
that came out after he died.
Yeah. It doesn't even work anymore, really.
Yeah, if it, since I've got the adapter on it, like... what I was listening to earlier just horribly distorted. So God, if we have to use my audio, not only is it broken up, but it sounds dookie.
Yeah.
And it's missing 10 minutes.
No, ours is pretty good. I think one of ours will be good enough.
6 minutes.
Either way.
Yeah, one of ours will be fine. Or both of ours.
Yeah. Just to really drive home the Apple sucks.
Hey, we're almost there, guys.
Yeah, about 17 more miles. We're going to still be there on time, even though we fucked around a little bit.
How did we fuck around? We got there as quick as we could, then we...
ate food.
We ate some food, and then...
my cell phone network was down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was a huge thing. I was so scared I wasn't going to meet Steven. I'm like, I think this is his car,
well,
but Matt's not here.
My Apple phone had plenty of service.
No, I don't think it's the brand of the phone.
I think it was. That's all it was.
What?
Bow down to it.
Well, you probably got Verizon.
Stick to medicine.
I do. They wouldn't let me, Steven.
So many bodies.
They kicked you out.
They're just the bodies he buried that night.
They just keep piling up.
Matt, you gotta stop cutting. You gotta stop cutting this. You gotta stop severing the main vein. What are you doing? It's an accident, all right?
Your heads keep falling off.
I don't know. I don't know, Doc. I think I got a pretty persistent cough and... not feeling good. Well, yeah, sever the femoral artery.
Carotid, if not carotid artery, will be second best thing. Just cut that. Give him about 5 minutes. He'll be fine.
It's an outpatient procedure. You just come and lay down this tub. All
right. Now,
I'm just going to sever this femoral artery.
Okay, now I'm going to cover you in leeches.
Sign this release.
And full 14. And I'm going to drill a hole in your head. Because you have bad humors.
I found this... found this thing from that movie No Country for Old Men. That's what I'm going to treat you with. I'm just going to press this against your forehead.
I'm just going to press this against your forehead real quick.
Sign this release. Now get in the bathtub full of ice, please. Thank
Sign
you.
This release so I can release.
Yeah. Yeah, your organs belong to me now. Eternally like Captain Phillips.
Right as I reach.
Look
apex.
At me. Your organs belong to me
I'm
now.
I'm the doctor now.
Get in this bathtub of ice. We're going to cut out your spleen.
Right as I reach apex, right as I'm climaxing, I'm going to blast you right in the face with this compressed air. Just right through your skull.
Yeah.
Is it medicine?
I'm going to...
don't ruin the mood.
I'm going to treat your headache, friendo.
Anybody that says friendo, you never want to trust what they're about to do to you.
All right, heads.
With their Lego hair.
Yeah. Okay, their Beatles haircut. Ringo Starr's a hell of a doctor.
Wearing a turtleneck.
Tails, bathtub, heads.
I would venture to bet he's a better doctor than he is a songwriter.
Probably. Yeah. Can you imagine Javier Bardem singing horrible?
I bet he sings like an angel.
Yeah, he's probably classically trained.
It's like Mike Rowe. Apparently Mike Rowe is an opera singer.
If you want to call in Javier Bardem, you want to hash this out.
Right. On this audio that we're recording that you won't hear.
No, I'm not saying today.
You could patch in.
I'm not saying today. I'm saying today. In the future. On the way back, you little bitch. You little big fucking French bitch.
Big nose having.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Tommy Lee Jones scaring.
Yeah.
Woody Harrelson pacifying.
What is this?
French baguette eating. Weirdo.
Looking like fucking Ghostface with that giant chin.
What? What are y'all talking about?
Assassin ass. Bad haircut having ass.
Nobody even knows who you are.
Ass.
I definitely don't know who he is, ass.
Exactly.
John Pardue wanting to be ass. I don't even know the name of the actor.
Javier Bardem. Call in, bitch.
I dare you. We're calling you out. What else have you been in? Nothing.
Flip those coins and you're going to get knuckles on the throat, son.
Yeah. You want us to work the body or the head? You flip a coin.
I'm starting with the rib cage.
Goddamn pipe party out in the alley.
Straight assault out here. Make the red carpet a little redder.
Right.
You little bitch.
Right.
What
the? Yeah. I'll cut one of your veins. Give us a blue blood, you rich bitch. None of your blood will be red when it's all deoxygenated.
Yeah.
Damn it, David.
So I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what y'all talking about.
We're talking about assaulting a beloved actor.
Yeah,
who?
The giant dude from No Country for Old Men.
Oh, okay.
I don't know his name. Talking about the whole time.
I don't know who that is. I didn't know his name. I've never seen the movie.
Really? You saw that weird Bruce Lee Rock movie?
And you've
never seen No Country for Old Men?
He was busy.
Whoa. Dude, The Last Dragon is the first movie I ever saw. I was 4 months old. My dad wanted to see it.
Last Dragon,
and
he took me
to see the movie, and I was sitting in a stroller, and I just stared at the screen the whole time and was in love with it.
David's dad was like, you're going to work through this blaxploitation before you get to the Trauma Collection.
That's right. Why do you think secretly I want to be black, dude? It's not so secretly now, but like, yeah. I love black culture and people.
Yeah, black culture.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's Motown. That's legendary.
It is.
But yeah, I've never seen No Country. I know Tommy Lee Jones is in it.
There you go.
Yeah. That's why you guys said that. I get it now.
Yep. This episode's only been like 15 minutes, dude.
Shut up, fuck
me. Guys, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
No, we can just scrap. It's only been 15 minutes.
That's not true.
Just not feeling it.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Is that what I said? I'm not feeling
it?
God. I'm never eating pretzels again.
All right, so now we're on International Drive, so they've got Ferris wheel, one of those.
We're not on International Drive.
No, we're not on it, but we're by it.
They're adjacent to.
Perpendicular.
There's a Golden Corral like every 10 feet here.
Hell yes.
They're like, families from out of town.
We know tourists.
We know what you want. Prime rib.
No, we don't know what you want, so come to a buffet full of a bunch of shit that we threw in a microwave 10 minutes ago.
You'll find we're rascal accessible.
Yeah.
I went there 4 months ago and they had
they had
nutrition facts on there, like calories and crap.
Oh, so you can see how much poison you're getting when you eat their bourbon chicken?
Right.
I like the waiters. Like, what a completely stupid job. Like, a waiter at a buffet.
Yeah.
It's like, they do bring you your rolls, don't they?
It's like, you'll see the drink fountain over there, and there's all the buffet, and tip me.
Right.
They just stand there rubbing their finger and thumb together, like...
What do you mean, you showed me to a table? Yeah, I'll take money for that.
Garçon, where's the ice cream again?
It's like, I'll give you my paycheck tonight if you can spell garçon.
I don't know.
G-A-R-S-E-N. Nope. You give me some of your ice cream cone.
Shrewd.
Am I a shrewd waiter? Yeah, that's why I want, like, a snooty French waiter at a Golden Corral.
Well, there's like a place called Lobster House down here. And you get like whole lobsters.
Lobster House.
Yeah, it's all you can eat, and they have like whole lobsters on the buffet.
Oh, they got lobsters for your holes.
Pinch it off.
Crab hole.
Oh, that's international. Yeah, that's the big thing you can go on. A big circle.
The big eye.
Welcome to the welcome to the car, David.
David's sitting up front on the way back.
All right.
Why?
Because apparently you're just somehow completely out of it. Like, can you not hear us from back there?
I can kind of a little.
I hear people.
We'll figure it out. I hear voices all the time. But,
yeah, I guess I'll just be leaning through the middle on the way back.
Just have Matt sit in the middle seat?
Yeah.
Just his head up like a dog?
Where are we going?
Gonna be panting in my ear the whole time.
Well, I'm always panting in your ear.
We stop at Starbucks for a cup of whipped cream.
Puppuccino.
I want some whippy cream.
I want a puppuccino.
They make puppuccinos?
Yeah, puppuccinos.
Yeah.
Some Starbucks even give you a little bone.
Dude, I got to shout out to Starbucks, what? Okay? The other day I went through there and I left my wallet at home. Okay. And I get up to the drive and I open like my little, you know, where I keep my wallet and it's not there. And I'm like, oh my God, I got my head in my hands. And the woman's like, what's wrong? I'm like, I left my wallet at home. And she's like, oh, it's okay. I'm like, I will come back and pay you later. She's like, I get off at like 1, so I won't be here. But I was like, I am so sorry. She's like, you know, it happens all the time. So she just gave me the drink.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. It's a $5 drink these motherfuckers charge.
And then David just uses that every time.
Yeah. Was it
no,
a venti?
No, I'm not horrible. Huh?
Did you get a grande or venti?
You know,
I always get
a
venti.
Venti
iced. Venti iced vanilla latte. That's my go-to.
Can you imagine David with a small coffee?
It would be silly.
It would look like Chris Christie with that fucking ice cream cone.
Or like,
just like a toothpick.
Andre
like
the Giant holding
cone.
A beer yeah. can. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, he was a large man.
Could you Dude. Please give me a tall boy?
He's got... It took him
no,
like... It took
that's
him like,
too tall. Just 1 liter Stein, please.
It took him like 20-something beers just to get drunk.
Yep.
Yeah, all that just died like 44 or whatever.
Yeah, but people had a good life.
Yeah,
better
Who
than
else
most.
Used to be in a movie with Billy Crystal.
Yeah,
Billy Crystal. That wasn't him.
Yes, it was. It was him in My Giant.
No, that was George Mirasan.
No, it wasn't.
In My Giant.
I will put $1,000 on it right now.
Who
Steve?
The hell is oh, George God, Mirasan?
He's a center for the Washington Bullets back then.
You're a center for the Bullets.
Oh.
He was in Princess Bride.
The bullet. Woo! Yeah.
Are you sure that's not Andre the Giant's real
name? I'm 100%
name?
Sure his name's George Mirasan.
I thought it was John Bergeyak.
I thought it was Harrison Bergeron.
It was Harrison Ford.
Harrison.
Oh, I don't have internet, so I can't right now.
You still don't?
No, I do, but I put in airplane mode, so I didn't get calls.
Ah.
I'm a popular guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Not really, it's just bill collectors, but fuck really? Them.
You ain't getting nothing.
That's right. That's my purse.
I called David about you. Student loans. He's like, what are you? No, you are the one people I don't know.
Sally Mae gets their money. What money? I didn't go to school.
I don't owe you shit.
I actually did go to school for like a semester.
Shh.
Really?
Don't let them know that.
Yeah. Well, they know.
They
well, I mean, it's University of Phoenix. I don't know if you count that as school, but.
Not really.
You didn't really go, did you?
Yeah, well, I
answered. Logged in.
Yeah, logged in, answered, responded to 3 message board questions or whatever, and then came up with my own,
I
too.
I put on the robe, tie the belt.
I dressed like the dude wearing jellies and fucking.
In the bathroom?
I'd be like, hey, at least I'm housebroken. Like, that was my response.
Right. Just sitting there drinking White Russians.
Woo pissed on your rug.
Powering through, just, I don't know, C.
So,
David, what are you doing? Spanish test, C.
When in doubt, see your way out.
Jackie Treehorn uses objects like women.
Log jamming.
Yeah.
Log jamming.
The guy from the beaver film. Cool, are we going to open and close this with Big Lebowski?
Yeah, I think that's good. You guys got anything to plug?
Besides that ass, no.
Mm-hmm. You used that last week. Mm-hmm.
No, I'll plug it next episode.
What do you mean? No, this one's coming out next week, so Matt and I will be at Muddy Water Thursday, 23rd. Come out and watch us. Or don't, if you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, quit being so uptight.
If you're a piece of shit, you just stay home. You just stay home and never laugh at anything. Just watch the net. Right.
I get it.
All right. I think I'm good. You guys good?
I'm good.
Bye, people.